choosing between your health and the health of your bank account. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. More people are putting off medical care because of how much it costs, according to a new survey out from the Federal Reserve. 28% of people say they skipped some kind of health care last year because they couldn't afford it. That's an increase of 4% in a year. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Healthcare costs have actually been rising more slowly than other costs in the last couple of years. But
people's decisions about consuming healthcare aren't determined only by healthcare prices.
Matthew Fiedler at the USC Brookings Schaefer Initiative for Health Policy says they're also determined by how much someone makes, whether they're insured, and what their other expenses are.
When people's incomes are lower or they feel other pressure on their family budgets, they may cut back in a lot of places, including healthcare.
And a lot of people's budgets have been increasingly strained recently, says Vivian Ho, a health economist at Rice University.
Because of inflation, I think people have to make tough choices. They have to decide, am I going to pay the rent? Am I going to buy food? Or am I going to get medical care that I could have now or later?
Low-income people, people who are sicker, and people without insurance are most likely to delay or forego certain kinds of care, says Cynthia Cox at the health policy nonprofit KFF.
They decide, is this something that I absolutely need to get or not? So that's why often the first thing you see people put off is dental care or vision care.
The Fed survey found people are also likely to skip follow-up visits with their doctors, mental health care, and prescriptions. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
To study Sartre or Sauté? Well, more college students are going for Sauté. Enrollment in two-year culinary programs increased massively this spring, up 10% from last year. For context, community college enrollment in general grew just 0.5%. This is according to a report out today from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
One of the things you'll learn in a culinary program is how sausage is made. Really. Joshua Wickham at Columbus State Community College in Ohio demonstrates.
You turn the crank, and it pulls that plunger up from the top.
Sausage making is part of the school's culinary arts program, which Wickham helps direct. He says the field's growing in popularity, partly because being a chef is now glorified on television and social media in a way it didn't used to be.
We're no longer, you know, the dregs of society. We are now artisan laborers, right? We are appreciated now for our craft.
About half of all chefs and head cooks go to college to learn that craft, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Bill Lawhorn is with the agency and says there's increasing demand for people to fill those roles.
There's a huge number of establishments that are full service that need that chef or head cook.
It's not just restaurants hiring, but elder care facilities and hospitals to serve an aging population with a taste for artisanal sausage. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
What determines how a child grows up and what kind of life they will go on to live? It's a question that's critical to how socially mobile our society is. And a key factor, maybe unsurprisingly, is how much money kids' parents make. But new research finds that the timing of that income is particularly important. Parental income in the teenage years is more predictive of what kinds of opportunities children will get as adults. Stephen Durloff is a professor at the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy. He's on the team studying this, and he joins us now. Professor, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
First off, your research is on intergenerational mobility. What exactly does that mean? How do you define it?
Intergenerational mobility, broadly defined, is asking the extent to which the experiences of childhood and adolescence determine outcomes as an adult. And so the idea of a mobile society is one in which the outcomes, the opportunities that one has in adulthood are not unduly constrained by the vicissitudes, the accidents of childhood.
So as one might assume, the money that parents make has a direct effect on how well off their children go on to be. But you found that there are certain times in a child's life when what their parents are making has extra impact.
Yes. And so in the research that I've done, and I absolutely want to mention my co-authors, Yusung Chang and Jun Park at Indiana University Bloomington, and Sung-hee Lee, who is at the Korean Development Institute. And what we found was interesting in the sense that it seemed that the power of every dollar for a parent or every income increment for a parent was increasing with the age of the child.
That is so interesting that the money the parents are making when the kids are a little older has a larger impact than what they're making when the kids are really young. Why do you think that is?
If you think about the ways that income translates into the things that affect children, they're different in early childhood than they are in adolescence. What matters in adolescent years is what schools a child attends and what neighborhoods a person grows up in. And so I think what is most likely being uncovered in the peer statistical analyses is that parental incomes just do different things at different ages.
What other variables factor most heavily?
That's a great question. And part of the ongoing research program is to move beyond income. Your family also has a structure. Are the parents both at home or not? Yet another thing is where you live. And a third thing, which I mentioned, is schools. And so ultimately, in thinking about mobility, one wants to understand how different trajectories of family income, family structure, neighborhood characteristics, and school characteristics are determining adult outcomes. And there, once you kind of have the full vision, that would tell you where the policy levers are.
Stephen Durloff teaches at the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy. He's also the director of the Stone Center for Research on Wealth, Inequality, and Mobility there. Professor Durloff, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.